Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
We're both in red. I don't know if you can hear the sound of a dog drinking.
No.
But just in case anyone can hear that in the background and think that it's me. Or Tom, or Alice, or Alfie, just in the background.
No, I can't hear that.
Okay. Hello. Oh, hi, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. What a very unorthodox way to start. But look at you with your juice.
Juice in a sleeveless top. What did you think about that?
Oh my goodness. It's like she's gone from Brighton to LA in just one fell weather change.
Indeed. Wow. That's me.
What's in the smoothie?
Thanks for asking. A banana.
Okay.
Some blueberries, some cherries.
Mm.
Flaxseed.
Of course, you can't move for that.
Psyllium husk.
Very good for you, yes.
Very good for you. Something called like ash from a cigarette.
Great, yes, balance it out there.
And some coconut water.
Oh my goodness, did you hear it? Wow, you heard it here first.
You got, guys, I try and have one, I don't know, four times a week.
Very good.
Four breakfasts a week.
In lieu of breakfast.
Sometimes alongside, sometimes for lunch with some toast.
Very nice, very nice.
Oh, and I put a spoonful of peanut butter in.
Oh, yeah, very good for your protein gains.
Yes, lovely. gains, as you know.
Lovely work, lovely. Oh, look at them go. Not bad at all.
Oh, come on, there's no muscles there, but I don't mind.
Please, better than me. Well, I, on the other hand, I'm staying in an hotel, and I didn't... So there's a very nice thing, there's a little coffee machine in the room, but there's not any water to put in it. And sometimes I question the tap water. So I put instead what I could find, which was sparkling water, into the coffee machine.
Oh.
To try it live on air.
Wow. Yes. Please do that.
Well, does sparkling water, does it make a difference? Mmm. Sort of tasteless coffee. It's the most tasteless coffee I've ever had.
Can you taste the fizz?
No, just
bad coffee.
Yeah, just sort of thin.
Has it got like a coffee machine that you put a pod in?
Yeah, one of those like...
I can never get
ones.
I can never get those to work in a... I always try and make them work in a hotel room, in an hotel.
Thank you.
And...
They let you down?
Well, I just always lose patience and then think I'll have a cup of tea.
Well, yeah.
But of course, you don't drink tea.
But I don't drink tea. There is a little selection. What have they got here? Oh, some chamomile, some peppermint. Some Earl Grey. They've got a nice little selection, actually.
You strike me as someone that would drink Earl Grey.
I know, if I drank tea, that would be the one, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, because I don't think you'd have Builders. Too good for it.
No, when people say Builders, yeah. What is Builders? That's English breakfast, is that right?
Well, yeah, but it's just, yeah, just English breakfast, but not like a Twinings one, I never think. Like a Yorkshire tea is what I think of. And that's, of course, what I have indoors. Because there's always, you know, I'm housing many builders.
Yeah, of course. So many builders come around to your house. You're so much always having work done.
I'm really not. Just so everyone, just in case
there's
anyone.
A lovely light coming to the kitchen there, Susan.
Oh, thanks. That's the... Now, in our house, because it's a Victorian house, we've got a little clang.
Oh, that's your little ginnel.
Well, yeah, it could. Well, but it's not a ginnel because it doesn't go anywhere.
Your little...
I think it used to be a ginnel to the garden, and then the people that lived here before us had an extension done. And now it's just, I don't know, a square.
Just a little courtyard.
A very, very small courtyard that I keep sort of... I've got a Pinterest board. of small courtyards.
Well done. Okay.
But you can say well done as much as you like, but I've done absolutely nothing with it.
Well, I like this idea. And you know, I like a long-term dream. But I wonder, well, when I went to Morocco last year.
Oh, clang.
Clang. I loved that they would often have like a little courtyard with a little water feature, just a little moment of calm that you would glance out at.
But I'm worried that I'd always need a wee.
Well, there is that, but I don't think you would if it was. You can change the tinkle. You can always do that.
You can always change the tinkle.
You can always change the tinkle. You know the song.
Everyone, join in.
That's the title sorted.
We saw each other at the weekend.
Well, I had a lovely weekend because it started off seeing you.
Yes.
In Hey On Why.
Hey.
Hey. On why. And you had another day after I left. So was it
love it there.
You I feel like it's your place. It's your
I just bloody love it.
Yeah, you feel very
at home. It's so great.
It's lovely. I like it too. But you have a very great affinity with it, which I like to
say.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, that sounds very grand, but I really enjoyed the comedy night. And then I had a lovely time with my book. Mm. Now, Tom, your book has come out. It's gay.
It's out. It's out, it's gay. It's out and about. And yes, I will stop talking about it now, is what I said on social media. But I'm very grateful to all the like-minded friends as well. I know you had this experience too, Suze, but like-minded friends at the festival and various places who came and said hello. It's such a lovely thing that, so generous of you guys, so thank you.
I always write clang when people say I like like-minded friends.
I write clang, but of course my handwriting, you can't see it, looks like Elang.
You've got a lovely penmanship.
Oh, that's very generous, but I think it's got worse.
At what point did you think I'm going to decapitalize the A of Alan?
Great question, thank you. Because you can have quite a lot of fun with the classic, you know, apex A. Sure. But
quite a lot of fun, I think, is a stretch.
Well, it's the sort of fun you have when you're in like year 9 and you're writing in the back of your technology exercise book or something.
When you're practicing your signature or sort of, absolutely. Yeah.
And that time would have definitely seen me pretentious with that sort of A. But then I realized you could be quite smug and do a large, small case A to represent a capital A. There's that sort of A. And so I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to be different. No one's doing
that. Is that allowed, though? Like, if what would Susie Dent say?
I think it's allowed. Well, I just take it as if the A is the same height as the, for it's like the L's and the tail on the L and the D.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. You know.
But I don't know, maybe in an exam I'd be marked down for poor spelling. But
yeah, maybe. It's not spelling, is it? It's a refusal to acknowledge the capital.
I will not conform. Well, I think it is in like my T is very much like a J. But that's if you look at the end of old films, it's always written like that.
Yeah.
The T. So I think that's okay. But I always lament, as you can imagine, listener, that I never learned proper joined-up handwriting. Like in America, they do. In Australia, cursive. They do that lovely cursive copperplate handwriting. But
what's copperplate handwriting?
I think the same. Oh, that's what I was.
What is it called? What is it?
I think, like you said, cursive.
It's cursive. Oh, okay. So it's just joined up neatly.
And as I say that, copperplate. Maybe copperplate is more of a printed thing. Somebody listening will know all about typefaces.
Oh yes, someone. If there's a copper printer listening, do reach out.
Do let us know how things go. But yeah, cursive script. I think because we just learned this kind of weird linked handwriting. So it wasn't really joined up, it was just linked to just little tails on everything to bring it together, which didn't have any kind of form to it. Whereas actually, it's beautiful to see somebody, like my grandmother was taught to write properly and she wasn't academic, but you could tell when she wrote a card, it looked lovely.
I think you could learn cursive. I don't think you're too old.
No, I did buy some books on it. I thought I'd do it on my last tour, but never did. Just ended up buying lots of lamps all the time.
As I know.
As well you know.
As well I know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Suze, you had a great time on Saturday.
We did indeed.
And then you took the doggy with you?
We took the doggy. She had a great time too.
Tell me this, because hey, on my eye, I didn't realise it. So it's a festival in this beautiful valley. Mm-hmm. There's also the village there.
Yeah.
Did you spend any time within the village?
I went to Gay on Y Bookshop.
Oh, lovely. You know, they're very nice to us.
They're very nice to us.
They're very nice.
It's a lovely bookshop. Bought a book I'd been meaning to get.
Which one?
It's called The Lamb by Lucy Rose.
The Lamb by Lucy Rose. That's alliteration at the best of times, isn't it?
It's all around Substack.
Oh.
Substack want me to read it, and I trust Substack more than I trust.
You love your Substack, yeah?
I do love my Substack, you know, Tom. Yeah. I don't mind telling you.
I had a great time.
Yes.
What?
I was about to talk about, obviously your book was fantastic. I saw your stand-up gig. You were very, very funny indeed.
No, well, that's very kind.
But you know what I'm going to want to talk about.
Emerald Fennell.
Emerald Fennell.
Who is so inspiring. And was so generous and is just such a kind person, as well as being enormously talented.
Is she blonde? I know that she's many other things as well, but I always think of her with red hair because of Patsy from Call the Midwife.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't look like Patsy. She didn't come out dressed as a nurse from 1948.
Okay, I'm just trying to put a picture in my mind.
She doesn't look exactly like she does in Call the Midwife.
That's a shame.
Which is regrettable.
She didn't have a pair of like pedal pushers on with like a little shirt.
She didn't arrive on a bike with a little cape on. Across her shoulders.
I'd have loved that.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people would have liked that. But she was instead very, very of this era. We were talking about her fabulous film, Wuthering Heights, which I absolutely loved. And it came out a while ago, but it was so brilliant. And we watched it again on the way there.
Mm.
It's just so beautiful. And what I liked about it was that it was different, you know, it's such a different take on the novel.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because I think sometimes people who have like a love of a book or a band or whatever, there's a real ownership, which I know is sort of like part of fandom.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But I think like reimaginings of things or people putting like a really bold idea on something or making it really their own.
Yeah.
I far prefer that than just another sort of run of the mill.
Exactly.
Not because, don't get me wrong, I enjoy those sorts of things too, but it is quite nice to see a reimagining of something.
I agree. I think there's something so inspiring about that kind of going, just doing something so distinct and so kind of from you that's really beautiful.
Mm.
And we had a great chat about that. And I loved talking to her about her process.
Tell me about her process.
Well, I don't want to paraphrase what she said, but she did say.
And do it as Patsy from Call the Midwife.
And I'll do it as Patsy from Call the Midwife. She said about how she doesn't like to do reshoots because she says, and again, I'm paraphrasing, forgive me, Emerald, but essentially.
I don't think she listens, hon. Like, I'd love to think she might.
That. You don't know that.
I would love people to listen. Think she might.
People listen to this, Susie. But
important people listen to this.
Important people, very creative people. She said she doesn't do reshoots because she says, well, whatever we got is the stuff that we should, that's the stuff that we should use because that's what we came up with, you know, very creative like that. A bit like sort of.
Oh, Tom, you're going to have to hold that thought because my dog walker has arrived.
Oh, I beg your pardon, staff here.
Can you fill for just a moment?
Of course.
Don't slag me off.
Okay, gosh, she's gone now. But I'll just continue that thought. You know, it's a bit like Improbable Theatre Company, I think, said. The people who come to the show are the right people. The things that happen in the room is the right thing to happen. All those things are about making the kind of creative experience kind of feel very, very true, very... you know, like you're witnessing something that is real. So I thought that was very inspiring of her. Now this is a bit when Susie would probably interject and then the conversation would continue. But instead I'm staring at her kitchen chair and a calendar she has on the wall, which has a sort of rather beautiful 18th century painting above it. I shall be asking her about that. I imagine it's something they bought on a trip to a National Trust property or something similar, maybe. But strangely in the calendar, there's nothing... There's no notes, there's no circles, there's no... It's just the calendar. So nothing happened in May. I mean, my goodness. Well, I feel for them. She's back. Shh. Hello.
Hello, sorry about that.
Quite all right, Suze. What did the dog walker say?
That it's very hot. They're taking them to somewhere with a lot of shade. Tiggy only goes out once a week. And it's not even that we really need it. It's just that she has such a nice time.
Yeah. That's nice to socialise.
With a pack.
Yeah, the pack mentality.
The little pack.
Yes, that's very nice. Do you ever worry that the dog walker just takes them home and just sits down?
I mean, I wouldn't have worried about that, but we also know that doesn't happen because Tiggy wears a tracker.
Oh my goodness. A bar? A cereal bar from the Imaginators?
Yes, exactly. No, she wears a tracker because we would suggest if we get one because she's so fast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's insane how fast they are. And she's never run off. But once someone had said it,
you had to
like,
get
oh,
one.
You've got a tracker for her.
Was it someone in the shop who said it?
No, it was someone else with a whippet. But I don't think, I would hope that it wouldn't happen. But, you know, occasionally she'll see another dog in the distance. And it's never aggression. It's just, you want to be my friend?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She bounds over. Oh. So we know that they do go for a walk, but she might just let him out the van. And sit in the van.
Yeah, maybe. No, I'm sure she's very good. I'm just being facetious.
Can we get back to Memory for now? Because I think that's most important.
Well, I did tell everybody actually what she said.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, come on. I need help.
But firstly, you have to tell me, what is your calendar of and why doesn't it have anything happening in May?
I always forget to put stuff on there because everything's always in my diary on my phone.
Oh, I see. It's a classical painting with a modern thing in it. I see.
Yes. Yeah. It's House of Lucy. She finds paintings from like a charity shop or something like that.
Yeah.
For, you know, next to nothing. And then she's just popped a little Greg's next to
inside of that 18th
century. A landscape with peasants, I think is what the painting was called. And then she's added and Greg's.
Lovely.
Oh, and she's put a sausage roll in the small boy's hands.
I see.
It always gives us a little chuckle. I don't mind telling you.
Amusing, very amusing. What's the next one?
Oh, the next one is she sometimes paints like little ornaments. So this must have been a little boy laying down and she's put on a t-shirt on him saying, I love Magaluf. And made it look like he's laying on a Lilo or something like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Please tell me what Emerald Fennell says.
Oh, no. Well, I just said how she doesn't like to do reshoots because she says, well,
oh yeah,
whatever we've got, that's the stuff we should use. And that's a reflection of the people working together.
Now, when you say reshoots, you don't mean takes.
I think she'll do a number of takes, but sometimes that'll be restricted by time, by light, by all manner of things.
Yeah, because a reshoot is when they reorganise it after.
Go back to it afterwards, yeah. But she doesn't like to do that because she says, well, what we got is the stuff we should use. And that's part of it.
I thought
it's a bit like Improbable Theatre Company. Very, very theatre-y, isn't it? Yeah. I think it was Improbable who said, like, the people who come to the show are the right people to be there. The things that happen on stage are the right things. I think that's what they said.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Who's Improbable?
An improvised theatre company from, I think they're still around.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like Aristotle's friend.
They kind of started in the, I want to say the 70s and 80s, but I might be wrong. Forgive me if I am.
The way you said it made it sound like it was some sort of scholar.
Oh, it did sound a bit like that. But,
You know, maybe he was. Maybe.
But it was lovely to speak to her. It felt like, maybe like you described it at the time, it feels like a very creative place, HMY. Like lots of, but not in a precocious way, in a very kind of, in considered way.
Yes, I totally agree. I really like it. It feels very nice. It feels like a nice place to be.
Very nice.
And they had good artist catering.
Yes, I had some lovely meatballs.
Same.
And a delicious vegan polenta cake.
Oh, that polenta cake was really good.
Real good.
But did you have some of the brown sugar yogurt?
Yes. Is that what made that so nice?
Yeah.
Oh. That was lovely with it. Really nice. And then we went to Wrexham the following day, and then we went to Hoylake.
For the football?
For the football, you know me. I was quite confused because I looked up for the football stadium and I was like, well, it's not here. We didn't see it. But it's called the race course. But
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But it's actually their stadium. But it's not a race course. We're like, oh, there it is. Oh, no, it can't be there. It's a race course. But it's actually right next to where we were. In a beautiful...
Did you see...
Our building was beautiful, not the football stadium.
Did you see Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, he was just there, you know.
Rob McElhenney?
They were there. They were just...
really thrilled to see you. Were they at the book event?
They were just... They love... They just love fiction. They love... Yeah. They love...
Fiction set in suburban.
Suburbia. Yeah. Yeah.
Love
so
it.
They couldn't wait to come and chat to me about it. but I said, please, I've got to go on my merry way. Sorry about it. I've got to go to Hoylake.
Where's Hoylake when it's at home?
In the Wirral. And so it's a bit near to, where is it near? West Kirby.
Mm.
So it's up that way. And it was lovely. It was really nice. I met so many lovely people. So thank you to everybody who did come. I think by that last one on Saturday, I was quite sort of like, and another thing, and I'll tell you.
That's nice. People want
whimsical,
that.
Very whimsical, I think.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's been a lovely experience. But you know, it was nice. But did you get some rest time in Hay on Wye?
I did get some rest time in Hay on Wye.
Yeah, it's so lovely to sort of stop, chill there. Yeah.
I had a little, we went for a big walk. Then we went to the Hay, like the village Hay.
Oh yeah.
Had a mooch, went into Gay on Wye.
Did you go to the antique shop?
Had a look in some of the antique shops. Oh, found it very difficult.
I was itching to get there and we
had to
leave.
You would have loved it.
Ugh.
Then we went to a very nice ice cream shop called The Shepherd. The lady that runs it came and said hello to me.
Oh, sit.
And her teen, who was doing their GCSEs soon.
Okay.
And they said they were a like-minded friend.
Oh, well, hello to
them. They listened to the podcast.
Hello.
And then said, I said, we just went to queue and get an ice cream. And she said, that's my shop.
Did she fast track you?
No. I still got in the queue. So
difficult. Do you want to be Holly and Phil?
I don't want to be Holly and Phil looking around the Queen's coffin.
Mm,
I was going to say corpse then, but that felt too. Let's not. But it was lovely.
Oh, well, that is lovely. What ice cream did you go for?
Thank you for asking. I had a white chocolate and raspberry.
Oh, that's nice.
Alice had a vanilla and blackcurrant.
Oh, very fruity, you two.
We are. Thank you for saying so.
I would have worried about that if I was wearing any kind of light colour. You obviously had... Do you have dark colours on or you're just not worried?
No, I was just feeling good. I could trust myself not to spill it down me. But, you know, I'm so greedy with an ice cream. It's not got a fucking chance.
You don't. Yeah, you're so quick. Yeah, you have to be quick.
I'm not getting drippy.
Yeah.
I'm not getting drippy.
Yeah, we're a bit like that at Pole Hill Garden Centre.
Mm.
Yeah, if you can get an ice cream as you walk round, but you have to be quick because you go from the ice cream into one of the greenhouses.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So you've got to be quick.
Very tropical.
Yeah, very, very. Tropical houseplants, actually, is what you walk into.
Well, there you go.
There you go. You heard it at first.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tom, you had a little get-together at your house, which I couldn't make, which I was quite... bereft about. I had real FOMO.
Oh, that's very generous of you to say. It was very nice to see everyone. It was very lovely. It was a time of having people around where I didn't feel stressed at all. Not that I've ever felt like that before, but I think in the past I've been like, oh, must make sure they're okay. Is this all right? Are they happy? Are they talking to someone? This time I was just like, I'm fine. Everyone will find someone to talk to, because they were quite different people I'd invited. And I just thought, everybody's fine.
Everyone's fine.
Everyone's fine. And I just had lovely chats with everybody that came. And it was just lovely. Just charming.
Good stuff. I'm pleased to hear it.
It was just really, yeah, very nice. We were in the garden, but it was actually, we all wanted to be in the shade because it was so blooming hot.
It was blooming hot, wasn't it?
We got up early and I planted my pelargoniums up.
Thank God.
Thank God. And planted some of the geraniums, put some plants outside that I've been keeping indoors, watered some things, fed some things, updated the window boxes. Mum had been the previous day to do some pots that she got on the steps just to make sure it was hip shape and Bristol fashion.
Very nice indeed. Well, you'll be pleased to hear that I did some planting yesterday.
What did you do, Suze?
Me and the smallest lady. She's been wanting to do some pots.
Oh, right.
Because the garden is quite dumb.
That's, you know, the thing, isn't it? Yeah. Pots, you know, are the way, but pots are the way because you can have fun with the pot and not
you
feel
can have
like...
fun with the pot. And also, yeah, the garden's a bit bushy, you know, like we've got like a big lavender. Right.
Right.
Big magnolia, but I like that because they don't need any attention.
Yeah, leave them be then. Yeah.
And like, you know, so I said, yes, let's do pots. Then when we went to Chelsea, I went and spoke to a very nice man at the seed shop. I think I might mentioned this last week. Right. And said, what won't I kill?
Yeah, and what did he say?
I had some just wildflowers.
Lovely.
Cornflakes.
Cornflower. Corn on the cob.
Some corn on the cob. Wildflowers and some Canadian poppies, the orange ones.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
And so we put those in a pot. I'm not sure how wildflowers do in a pot, but I think they'd be fine.
I think that's a good way to do it because I find when I put them in the ground, the little birds go, oh, how delicious, some food, thank you. And then you never see the wildflowers. So I think it's a good idea. You can kind of keep an eye on them in the pot. I think that'd be lovely.
Yeah, well, we poked them in. We got some soil.
Oh, fun.
It was very fun. And then I had a really good sweep of the garden. And I know how boring that is, but honestly.
No, it's so nice.
Thrilled me.
I bet.
Tom, before we go, should we have a little email?
Oh.
A little correspondence?
Yes, I'd like that. I'd like that, Suze, yes.
Good morning. This is my first time emailing this or any other podcast. But as I sit here preparing for an interview for a promotion at work, I thought I would drop you a line. I hope that the interview went well. This was last week. Oh, no, just a few days ago. Oh. I first found your podcast after going through a very difficult time. I work in education and was a whistleblower regarding safeguarding concerns. I subsequently left that job as the pressure I was put under was immense. Your podcast and my allotment got me through a very stressful and scary time, a time where I couldn't see the future. When I was anxious, I was out in AirPods listening to your podcast and the garden. I applied for a temporary job, brackets, nearly 5 years ago now, thinking temporary was all I could have because I couldn't see a future in my profession. Well, 5 years later, I sit here waiting to be interviewed for a senior management role in a job I adore.
Oh, wonderful.
So I would like to thank your podcast. It's highly relatable conversation and many laughs. It's played part in getting me to today. So thank you. Tom, I am looking forward to your book arriving today.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep doing what you're both doing. Thank you so, so much. And that person would like to remain Anon, or indeed their name is Anon.
Oh, yeah, Anon. Thank you, Anne. That's a lovely message to receive. And I know that must have been a very difficult time, but very, very pleased if we could help.
Yes, absolutely. Ways. And, you know, do remember, you know, we may have been in your ears, but it's, you know, it's very kind of you to say that, but it's you that's done the real heavy lifting.
Absolutely.
We've just been here wittering away. Your guts that got you through.
Absolutely. Well, and if you'll forgive us, listeners, we've got a message here from Australia. Hi there. Good day. I'm prompted right after you compared yourself to surgeons on a recent episode saying you don't have jobs or know the impact on people that surgeons do. I'm a palliative care consultant from Australia. My job is emotionally draining. It can be very busy and I've had some quite difficult periods during my career. At all of these times, I turn to comedy to get me through to provide relief and escape. Yourself and your contemporaries, Taskmaster, panel shows, comedy pods on my long drive to work. I wouldn't be able to do the job I do without the light relief you provide. Tom, one of my entertainment highlights here is Extra Slice. Thank you. Well, that's very nice. So you both make a big difference. And I, for one, am immensely grateful for people brave enough to do what you do to keep those of us in normal jobs, whatever that means, sane and functioning. My partner and I are heading off to hike the Larapinta track in Central Australia in the coming weeks. And we'll be reading the book on the way, brackets on my phone, in our tent on cold desert nights after long days on the trail. Can't wait. Thanks for all you do to bring joy to the people. All the best and all the byes. Kylie, that's very generous to us.
Yes, thank you, Kylie. I would like to say also, Kylie, I would love a follow-up message from you about what camping is like. I mean, in my mind, because she said Australia, I'm thinking the outback.
Yes, it does feel terrifying.
How worried do you have to be about the creepy crawlies?
Yes.
Indeed, they creep and they crawl.
I think it's... Well, I would find it quite terrifying, I'll say it.
Yeah.
But other people don't, so I shouldn't be so...
No, I'm only impressed.
Yes.
I'd love to know, A, the precautions, B, what wildlife you saw.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as hot, would it? No, because it's their winter there now.
Yes, that's true. Maybe it's a bit more bearable, but I'll say it. I think it's still hot there.
But yeah, Kylie, I would really like a follow-up mainly about the trail that you're going on, please.
Please let us know about that. That sounds quite extraordinary.
Please reach out.
Yeah. Well, be careful as well. But very much enjoyed hearing from Australia.
Australia.
Thank you. Anyone in Australia listening? Love it there. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Exactly. Right, so, Tom. All right, we must get on. Yes.
You're on a job today that you aren't allowed to talk about.
I'm spying. It's a long story, but I'll tell you about it later. I don't want to bore the listener.
I thought I was going to say that you've put your hat in the running for the next PM.
James Bond. Oh, yes. And
yeah, PM. That too.
Yeah, and PM. Yeah, I'm going to do it all. Both. Why not? I like to be busy. So that's that. But Sue's going to enjoy the sunshine.
Well, I'm off to Hebden Bridge.
Oh, my goodness. Now you tell us. This lesbian central.
Going to go and try and find Anne Lister.
Is she listed in the... In the local listings?
I'll find out. Hello, I'm looking for the Lister listings.
Is the Lister listings out?
Is the Lister listing in? Then tomorrow, which is tonight, confusingly, when you listen to this, yes. I'm in Folkestone.
Oh my.
Then I will be in Sheffield.
Okay. It's a nice zigzag, yes?
Yes, yes. And where there's one or two tickets left, I think, in Sheffield. It's a big week.
Oh.
And then I'm in Stafford.
Oh, I like Stafford.
Where there is a few more than one or two.
I like Stafford. Go to the Potteries is my advice, if you have some time.
Oh, yes.
You might like it.
Oh, I think I'm going to do that. Yeah, okay.
I found the Wedgwood one very interesting, but I only went there at the end of the day, and I sort of thought I could have spent longer there. But there's another one down by the canal, which is very sweet, and they have a little cafe.
Okay. Any antique shops? Is that sort of thing?
A couple.
Mm.
There was some antique, yeah, sort of a secondhand china shop that was very nice.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have a look around there. Whenever you say Wedgwood, I do think of the Wedgwood Rooms in Portsmouth.
Sorry,
which is,
yes.
Which is quite a tricky gig when you first start stand-up.
Yes, it's not the same, don't worry. <It's not.
laughs> You don't get in there and someone, you even hear someone doing a bit of material about, you know, their relationship with their wife.
Yeah. no, nothing like that. No, okay. I think you'd like it, but that's my advice.
Thanks.
Emma Bridgewater, she's there.
Oh, yeah. Is she? Yeah. Maybe I'll pop in. Hi, Em.
Hi, Emma. Yeah, that's a nice one to go to.
Okay, I'll have a good look.
Have a great look.
I will do. Just a little reminder, my podcast Out is back.
Oh, yes, Suze, yes.
I feel like lots of the listeners may enjoy it.
Yes, I'm sure they will.
Had some great guests on. Phil Dunning last week.
Oh, what a dream.
Bradley Riches. We've had Tia Coffey. We've had Megan Jane Crabb. We've had Cliff, the editor of Attitude.
Oh, yes. Great.
And we've got more great people coming up. Also, my paperback comes out this week if you wanted to get that.
Oh, yes. Suze, why didn't you tell us sooner?
Paperback writer.
Oh, great. A perfect thing to take on holiday.
Perchance.
Indeed. Okay. Well, Suze, well, wonderful to hear from
if
you.
If I don't see you through the window.
And I will see you through the window and the week.
I'll see you through the window and the week.
No one can see you through that window. It's in a courtyard.
Well, that's true. No one can. I can walk around nude. Well, actually, the neighbours could see from their bathroom window, but it is frosted for them.
And you've got a dog walker to let back in, so don't, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to get out. I won't get out my thrifty bits.
Don't get out your thrifty bits, please. All right, well, I'll see you next week, though, Suze.
Oh, I would have thought so.
Okay, can't wait.
It's a date. Right. I'll see you then.
It's a date. See you then, right, then. Okay,
bye.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.